You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. And as we do on this show, we kind of lean into what's going on locally. I'm so excited about these next few weeks coming up because this is like my DNA. I'm going to be interviewing the candidates who are running in our community for city council and county board. And as you know, we have a primary happens on February 17th. Of course, the general election is on the first Tuesday of April. But so February 17th is 17 days away. I mean, today's February 1st, and we have a number of primaries, and that means there's more than two people running. And we narrow it down on February 17th to two people. Those two people advance to the general election. So the people you're going to be hearing from, most of them will be back, but I don't know if all of them will be because two people are going to go on to April election and the other one is going to wait another 2 years for their turn. So, but anyway, that's what we're going to be doing later. And we have a number of people coming in. We have District 4, which we'll be talking to today, three candidates. And we have District 10, which is going to be, I think there's four candidates in that district. And District 2, the county board, has a primary going on. So we'll have it on our website, what's coming up. But really, as a citizen, you should listen to all districts because, as they will tell you, I don't put words in their mouth, but they're going to work for their district. But they're also going to work for the whole city. You know, that is, being an older person, you're one of 12, you're on the county board, you're one of 26, and you do have a district to represent and kind of make that strong as you can get them. But the bigger picture is the whole county, the whole city, and that's what we're going to talk about. But before I do want to thank, as I do every show, our sponsors, because they're the ones who make this possible. They paid a producer and my assistant and everybody but me. So we are happy to have these sponsors. And again, we're going to thank Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pella's got a great deal going on right now with some very special financing packages. There's a lot that you can do with your house. And I would be one as a testimonial to tell you that windows and doors are so important. It keeps the heat in, keeps the air conditioning in, and it really adds some curb appeal to your home. So you can start your journey by meeting with Pella. What they do is they come over for 45 minutes. It's free. And they bring this, this laptop, and they will show you different styles. And you look at my house, which is 115 years old, and my windows and doors are probably a little bit different than a house built in the 80s. But they show you everything. You select what you want, and then you work with them on their financing packages. So just want to thank Pella for being a sponsor and give them a call. They're, of course, on the website at PellaWI.com. Great company. They do a lot for the community, and they can do a lot for you and your home. The other sponsor I want to thank, of course, is Nicolet Bank. They've been with us, I think, since we started. Just a great community-minded bank for business, for personal, car loans, home loans, your business loans. They're local. They're right here. They get to know their customers extremely well. And I've been, I've had a business, and, banks are good, but they're really good when you have hard times. And Nicolet, they just step in and they're with you along the way. They're going to work through things. And we had COVID, but sometimes despite COVID, you have some tough things that go in your business. And Nicolet gets it, and they want you to be successful, and they really work with you. Plus, Nicolet does so much in our community, as you know, the city deck. They give money to the homeless shelter where I work, to many, many community things. You always see Nicolet's name on things. They sponsor events, and great people, great company. And they're only 20 years old, and they've become a huge banking in here in Minnesota and Iowa. So Nicolet, again, just it's Nicolet.com. Look them up, and they have a lot of things for you to do. So as I said, we're going to be talking elections, primary elections particularly, in the next few weeks. And before I interview our candidates, I just want to tell you how important it is to vote. Now, I was talking to the clerk. voter turnout, right? You guys register to vote, or you're eligible to vote. You're over 18 years old. You're not a felon, and you live in the city. You can vote. And this voter turnout for this primary is going to be like 17%, 15%. Some districts would be 12%. Do you realize there's not a lot of votes? A lot of these elections, and I'm obviously going to report on them on after the 17th, but people are going to win by 8 votes, 12 votes. It's just not a huge, this isn't a presidential governor's race, you know? Some of these are very, very close. And I've been through this. I served on the county board, as you know, and then, of course, as mayor for a long time. And every vote counts, and they work so hard to get your vote. And it hurts when you see, you know, I spent this kind of money, I knocked on these many doors, and only 300 people voted, you know, and, you know, 1,000 people could have voted, or 1,500 could have voted. And this is super important. And it's not just your district that, as I mentioned before, it's the future of the city. And I know many of us, it's a much higher voter turnout for presidential elections and governor elections, but really, who's picking up your garbage? You know, they're not doing that. You know, who's doing your police force? Who's doing the parks? It's all city council. It's county board that are doing things that are closest to your home. And I just think, out of respect for them, but just out of the future for you and your kids, you got to get out and vote. And they're very accessible. You're going to get literature that's going to have their email on there, their phone number. And if you say, well, I'm not sure about this, call them. Just call us. You know, we'll answer your phone. Don't call me after 10. But just give us a call, and we're happy to meet with you or stop over at your house. And you know, if you really like the candidate, the best thing you can do for them is tell your friend, because, you know, testimonials are kind of the best advertising when it comes to everything and anything. And I'm just encouraging to get into it, right? I mean, Packers are done. Football's kind of over. It's kind of a lull right now. What's exciting, I love this time of year because it's political time. And I get to meet candidates, talk to them, and really find out what they think of the city and what issues are going on. So let's just kick this off. So District 4, there's 12 districts in the city, right? And District 4 is one of them. I actually live in District 4. And we have a primary. We have 3 people running. And my first guest is Jessica Rendunzel. Okay. All right. I got it.
It's cool.
And
no.
You are running for city council.
Correct.
In the 4th district.
Correct.
So, but I have a lot of time, but just tell me, I'll start off with a very basic question, is why did you decide to run for office?
Just from a local level, living in the neighborhood and the district, the elections were coming up, and I realized that having a family there really deeply roots you in that neighborhood, in that community. And it means a lot, like where your kids grow up and where they walk down the street. You want to make sure that they're safe, even the, you know, small things that make a huge difference, crosswalks, making sure that, you know, the streets are well lit, that they're clean. So
that's your neighborhood. Yes. Tell me, you must have some objectives, some goals for the city. I mean, yeah. How do you think the city's doing? Yeah. And overall, tell me what your view is on Green Bay, the 107,000 yeah. people that live
yeah.
here.
So I think Green Bay is a great place to live. I've lived in quite a few different places and been to a lot of different places when I was a flight attendant. And the city itself and the people, it has a great potential to be a lot of like potential in the waterfront area and like in the Broadway district area. And I think that Brian Johnson initiated a lot of those projects that would bring the community more so together and make it more than just the Packers, even though the Packers are great.
Right.
You know, we are more than that. And that's.
So you mentioned waterfront development,
yeah.
And I totally agree with that. Anything else that you're thinking of? I mean, do you have like 2 or 3 things that are going to be in your literature or that you're focused on?
Yes. Yeah. So improvement of the streets. And obviously that seems to be a major issue with our winters. It's crazy. It's just like the random potholes that come up that weren't there last week and now they are there this week. It's an ongoing issue, and the money, the funds for it, it's not cheap. It's not. And so you kind of have to pick and choose what's going to last and what is worth putting the money into, where we're going to get the money from. So,
all right. Can I just ask, have you looked at the budget? How do you think we're doing? Do you, you're right. It's everybody wants to do a lot of things, but everything costs money. Everything.
Like the wheel tax. I mean, that there is opportunity there. Eau Claire is going to implement a $50 wheel tax. We're at $24, and plus they have another $30 countywide tax. So that's $80. And I don't know. I mean, maybe that is something that we need to do as well for the next 2 years.
Right. So tell me, you have constituents out there, and how do you communicate with your constituents? And because they need to know who you are and what your goals are. What's your best way of communicating?
Through my Facebook page. I'm new to Facebook again. but I think that is something that throughout the community, it seems that most people use. Otherwise, you can always email me. You can text, call, anything.
All right. So. Let me ask you, how are things going? You're new to this, right? You haven't been in public office before.
No.
And you saw some things in the neighborhood, some things in the city, and decided to throw your hat in. Like, how is it going? Like, are people nice? Are they angry? Are people happy? I mean, you go to doors, like you always don't kind of, like, take their temperature.
Yeah. I think you get a variety of people and different responses. I don't really gauge as far as, how they perceive me. I just want to make sure that I get my name out there and I am who I am and I am approachable and I am a person and I live down the street. And if you want to talk to me, you can talk to me. So.
And to contact you, like just on the radio here, I know you're going to be doing some literature, but I mean, how do people contact you like right now?
My email address, jessica4greenbay@gmail.com.
It's easy enough.
Yeah. It wasn't taken.
All right. I want to get back a little bit more to what you want to accomplish. And I know we talked about, when you say waterfront development, what does that mean to you?
So the waterfront property that we have here, it's enjoyable during the summer. But that is something that the community can enjoy together. And it's something that I remember from when I was a flight attendant and you go to places like Switzerland. There is that common waterfront. It's peaceful. It brings people together. It's not necessarily a competitive, environment as far as like of sports. And it's something that everybody can enjoy.
More passive.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. And what about the business side of our city?
Yeah.
Given that some thought, we have a lot of residential, but we have a lot of businesses too. And we're going to keep that calm, but I think you want to keep that balance.
Yes. 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 The small businesses in Green Bay, it's an interesting market. I mean, it's not easy to run a small business. To start a small business, it does take a certain person. It also takes, I think, a lot of leadership mentors that we need within the community to come forth to help these people that have been around, because
Absolutely.
That's how you learn.
All right. Good. Well, hey, good luck, District 4 candidate, Jessica Rendunzel. And hopefully you'll be back. And good luck. Yeah. I will
see
you in the neighborhood.
Thank you for
All right,
having
you
me.
Bet. All right, take care. We'll be right back.
Can't keep up with my rhythm, though. They keep trying too quick for the lines they throw. I walk to the sound of my own drum. It goes, they go, we go. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. And as I said, we are going to spend the next few weeks talking about all the elections coming up here in Greater Green Bay, both City Council, County Board. And this hour, we are focused on District 4. Happens to be my district. Not my district. I live in that district. Mm-hmm. I don't own that. But it's here in the City of Green Bay, the Astor Park area. And there's a primary, and that's who we're focusing on. You know, these next few shows are primaries. And we have with us John Shelton, who is running for City Council. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mayor Schmidt. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. It's nice to see you.
You too.
So, again, we kind of limit these things to 7.5 minutes. So let's just start off with very basic. You know, why did you decide to run for office, John?
Yeah, well, I ran 2 years ago and was really happy to do that. It was an incredibly good experience. You know, you've been out knocking doors, maybe a few in your day. You know how energizing that can be to talk to voters. I fell a few votes short, ran a very competitive campaign. Obviously, I have a lot of respect for Alder Galvin, but felt like, you know, I could offer a slightly different perspective. Ultimately, fell 43 votes short. Not that I'll remember that number for the rest of my life or anything, but felt like I had the structure in place here to do it again, and I'm thrilled to be doing it.
All right, I'm just to take 30 seconds out of your time, and I reminded our listeners when at the top of the show how important it is to vote in these primaries. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like 17% voter turnout. Mm-hmm. It's low, and you know, 43 votes. That's not a lot.
No,
it just isn't. And you can kick yourself. Oh, I should have gone to this house. I should have done this. But some of them are even closer than that, John. Seven,
yep.
Eight.
Joey Presley won by 16 votes last year.
Right.
Yep.
So people got to get out and vote. But all right. So you've run before. You're running again. Can you share with our listeners like two or three things that are your top priorities? I mean, there's a million things to do in the city.
Yep. My top three priorities are housing, and housing. Okay. Like there's other ones. I'm being a little flip about that, but you know, I knocked almost 1,500 doors last time, and that was the biggest thing I heard was people concerned about the price of housing. And you know, you think about that in Astor Park, which has this reputation for, you know, being, I don't know, slightly more well-to-do than some of the other neighborhoods. But even in Astor Park, there were places where people were clearly struggling to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. Price of rent going up constantly. Adult kids living with their parents, which sometimes those arrangements can really work. But you had people that wanted to buy their own housing. They worked full time and they couldn't afford it. And that shouldn't be happening anywhere. It shouldn't be happening in Green Bay. And so for me, I've continued to work on that over the past couple of years. I didn't just kind of take my ball and go home. I was like, I'm committed to this. So I'm going to put in the work, whatever it looks like. Done that with the Equal Rights Commission. And so that's the biggest thing. There are actually other things that we could talk about, but housing, I think, is critical.
So I don't think anyone would disagree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, here, Nashville, New York, our kids that live there, and it's just crazy. So what can you do as an alderman? What can we do as a city?
Yeah. So, I mean, anybody who tells you they have a magic bullet to fix this, like, don't believe them, right? Because they don't. That's not there. But, you know, I think our city has already done some really good things, investing in a lot of public-private partnerships. But I think there's more that we could be doing. And really want to kind of build on what I think is pretty good work by the Genrich administration and this current council to keep the pedal to the metal and think about some even more creative things. How do we leverage every city resource we have to build more housing? It's great that we've got, you know, a community land trust. How do we expand that? How do we take vacant land and make that more accessible? How do we think about more public housing, honestly? And I think it needs to be an all hands on deck situation. And if we really make our premise, how do we create the most affordable housing for the most people? Then I think there's a lot we can do over the next couple of years.
So can I just summarize? Do you think it's a supply and demand problem?
Yes. It's both, right? I mean, like, there are too many people looking. Some of these things are outside of our control, right? Yeah. They're national things. But to the extent that we can do what we can here, there's not enough supply for people. Frankly, I think there are things that need to happen to free up more supply around here that isn't even just building new housing. That's part of it. Building new rental, that's part of it. Really happy to see the zoning reform that just happened in the last council session. But, you know, people may know that I spoke up pretty forcefully in terms of doing something about short-term rentals. Short-term rentals is a luxury that, with a few exceptions, we can't really afford here. I mean, that's available housing stock that needs to be available for people who live right here in Green Bay.
Read that. So, you got to get out to the voters, what's your style? Like, what's your swag on communicating with your constituents, you communicating with them, and then conversely, them communicating with you? Like, what do you like?
Yeah, I'm super accessible. In fact, I just sent out, a communication to some supporters and through email, and it had my cell phone in it. And a friend of mine was like, why'd you put your personal cell phone in there?
Wow.
But I'm okay with that, right? Because most of the people in my district are friends, they're neighbors, obviously all of them. And, you know, I want to have that communication, right? Like, I really do value it. Like, I just love being around people. I love having conversations. And I mean, honestly, I love knocking doors. I love going out there and having those conversations with people at their homes. And, you know, the number of people who said things to me last time, like, wow, I've never had somebody come and knock on my door before and ask me what I thought was important. I mean, when you have that kind of, you've had these kind of conversations.
Yeah,
when you have that, there's outside of, you know, family and that kind of stuff, like, there's really nothing that's more meaningful than making that kind of connection. So I love doing it. And cool. If anybody's interested in getting in touch with me, like, I'm happy to share my details.
Can you do that now? I just
said,
because we got some listeners that I'm sure are interested.
Yep. So email address, johnshelton24@gmail.com. That's my personal Gmail address. And then cell is 920-977-4911.
Sure, it's on the air now. No, that's, I did that. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
I think that's a statement there.
Yep,
saying that, look, I'll take it. Although I put the caveat, don't call me after 10. But anyway, you can take calls all you want.
Well, I sign some notifications after 10, so I might not get it. But no, like, I trust the people in Green Bay, and I'm happy to share my info.
That's cool. Well, hey, look, that's our 7.5 minutes. I am, just thanks for doing this. You know, I've run 10 times, and it's tough. Every one of them, but I thank you for doing that, John, and bringing the issues up.
Well, you know how much respect and appreciation I have for you, Jim, so thanks for having me.
All right, you bet. All right, we'll have you back.
Later.
All right, we'll be right back with another candidate.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. A weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local. We are, this hour, focusing on, well, this next few weeks, we're going to be focusing on primary candidates for the elections in Green Bay and the county board. Of course, the primary is coming up February 17th, and we've talked to a couple of people in District 4, and we have another guest in here running for alder person in District 4, a young man by the name of Doug Kerr. Some of you may know him. You can tell us about your background, but... if you want to introduce yourself in terms of your background, because I think it's very interesting, and then I want to get into why you're running.
Okay. I lived in Green Bay all my life, and for the last 52 years, I've been playing in a band called Rocker, and all over the place. My main point is just to get everybody having a good time, and we've been very successful with that.
Yeah, I was out in the crowd.
But I'm still living on the east side,
All right, cool.
Green Bay. So
right, in District 4.
Yeah.
So tell me, Doug, you know, why did you decide to run for office?
Some friends of mine were saying, Bill Galvin isn't running anymore. You should do that. You're right down there. Okay. I said, nah, I don't want to do that. I got enough to do. And then I'm thinking about it and thinking, and I was just, oh, what the heck, I'll give it a try. That's about it.
And it's work, right? I mean, you got a campaign, you got to get elected.
And there's a lot of stuff that you have to do that I didn't realize, but I'm not going to turn back now. So
good. That's right. That shows you're committed. Mm-hmm. So District 4 is the Astor Park area, East Astor Park. It's a good chunk of the whole, almost the downtown. What are the things you're thinking about, Doug, that you want to get done in the neighborhood or in the city?
Well, I want to first of all, I want to get the city council to be a little bit more unified. There, it seems that there's a lot of animosity on the board, and I don't like that. And there's a lot of stuff happening that we got to maybe grow up a little bit. And I want to it's my city, and I've lived here all my life, and it's a little bit bothersome, but it's not terrible, because heck, I'm out late at night, and so far I haven't been killed or mugged or anything, and it's there's a lot to do with the roads that were promised to be done that aren't done, and just the same old thing, potholes for years and years are supposed to be fixed, and the wheel tax came up that was supposed to fix that, didn't fix it at all. And I've had improvements to where I live, that rainwater situation where you run a pipe from your roof and it goes to a separate rainwater thing, that cost me a lot of money, but it wasn't mandatory. So it was a good idea, but if everybody's not going to do it, it's kind of loses its momentum.
Right. How do you think development in terms of waterfront, downtowns, neighborhoods, city?
Well, I don't like all the apartment houses going up. It's a little bit too much. I'm thinking, where is all this money coming from? And nobody seems to want to tell me. It's
well, let's talk about communicating with sure. constituents. How do you do that? Like, I, what's your thing on communicating? And you communicating with your constituents, getting out there, and then them communicating with you. How do you like to make that work?
When we're playing, I'm talking to people, and if I'm walking around the neighborhood, I can strike out a conversation with people. When I had to get 20 signatures to be able to be on the ballot, first of all, and I got 45 of them. Huh? And I asked the lady at the counters, well, I got my 20, but she said, watch out. She said, make sure you fill in all the little things, or otherwise we just cross you out. Yeah. So I said, okay, the 45 should...
Yeah, you're a little Christian.
Should sit.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were people saying at the doors, Doug? Like, what... I mean, what's the temperature out there?
There was one person that said, I hate everybody. If I had money to move away, I'd move away. And I said, have a nice day.
Yeah. Well, that's one out of 45.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still high. But
and everybody else, I know you. I know who you are, which I didn't ask them, but they offered that. I know who you are. And I said, well, I'm not asking for a vote. I'm just asking for your signature so I can have a chance to do that. Oh, sure. They were very, very kind.
Yeah. Isn't that nice? Any issues that came up the door that surprised you? I mean, you said roads, and that's not a surprise to anybody.
No, just that I want to get rid of this animosity. You don't have to be that way, and I'm willing to listen to anybody, because that's what I've done. Even playing all the time, you got to get along with everybody. No. And the club owners and the people that come to see you, if you don't get along with them, if you're rude to them, you're gone.
Yeah. Well, that's a good quality you have, yeah, right? I mean, you know, try to build consensus. It's not always easy in politics, let me tell you, but it's a good goal.
Uh-huh.
I think that's great. Well, hey, tell you what, they only give me 7 minutes to talk to you.
Okay.
How can people contact you, Doug?
There's my personal website. Well, it's the Facebook page, personal Facebook page. It's Doug Cayer, Cayer, and it should bring you to
great
to that. And I've got a what do you call it, a stash where you can have donors. I haven't had any donors yet. I didn't ask for any yet.
I don't think we call it a stash. I think we call it a campaign fund.
And that is going to be called Friends of Doug Care.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm getting a little help from other people, but not a lot. I want to do this mainly just my own way of doing it and let the chips fall where they may.
That's awesome. Well, I would want to thank you, as I thanked all our guests, for running. It's not easy, and it's a...
I'm not saying
it's thankless, but it's a good thing to do. All right, Doug, thanks for coming in. You'll just watch the primary February 17th. I encourage people to get out to vote because not a lot of people vote, you know, in the primaries. So I think that's really important. Right. All right, thank you for coming in. All right, well, that was interesting. So that's our first set of primary candidates. And again, that means there's more than two running in a district, and you'll get out and vote. February 17th is the primary date. I'm sure there's early voting. I would just, people who are like, oh, I don't know what's going on in my district. I don't even know what district I live in. Just go to myvotewi.gov, and it's all right there for you. It's a super simple, type it in, and it will take you to your district, who's running, who's up, and where, not only who's on the ballot, but where you vote. And Green Bay has, I think 40 some voting locations. So it's not difficult to vote. And I'll go back to that 15-17% of people who vote. Sure like to get that higher. And like I said, absentee voting is, you know, back in the day, you had to have a reason. Now anybody can vote absentee, and you can, the clerk's office is open. You can check that too, to go vote early. And like I said, it's in the voting location is walking distance from your house. Most of them are. So I think it's just a great thing. And I actually, you know, I'm one of those people that I got to vote on voting day in person. I just like that. But it's like a great feeling. I just, you know, and people say your vote doesn't count. You want to bet? Especially in these races. It's always close. And if everybody said it didn't matter, you know, nobody would win. So you really got to get out there. And these candidates, they work hard. I mean, we talked to three of them today. They're new. One of them is his second time at the bat, but it's a lot of work. It's cold outside, and they really, I don't know, people say they love knocking on doors. I don't know if that's, like, just give them some sodium pentothal and see if that's true, but it's cold and it's dark, and but they need to get out there and see you, and that's very important. And then they also spend money doing these mailings for you or to you. So just simple respect to get out and vote would be great. But if nothing else, treat them right when they're at the door, because I mean, they're making an extra effort, and you know, I've done 10 of those, and they're enjoyable, but they're not always as fun as they say they are. So anyway, get out there, check myvote.wi.gov. And so we have primary candidates coming in for the next few weeks. Kyle, who's next week?
Next week, we're bringing on District 9. So the candidates there, I think there's
four of them, I think, over there, right?
Yeah, I heard Tarl Knight is running there's a few others, yeah. Sly... we also have quite a few.
Good. I know they're coming on. So we're going to have four. So we're going to have to really rapid fire that one. And then I think what's another interesting I saw in here is the county board, which is, I tell you, I'm delighted with the candidates. I just think it's an effort. I think everyone should be a waiter or waitress, and everyone should run for public office. I think you kind of learn, like, wow, I never treat anybody like that. You know what I mean? Like, you just learn some stuff internally more than some great skills. But the District 2, I think it is, in the county board, that's got three or four people running as well. So that's going to be interesting. And I, you know, I just hope our community gets engaged. You know, we're here for an hour once a week. And of course, we have our you go to the Civic Media app. You can download the show. There's a blog that we put up about this. But this is important stuff, because like we were talking about, the assembly, the state legislature, federal government, they're not going to fix the pothole in front of your house. I guarantee you the city's going to do it. And other things with park programs and your tax bill. I mean, we're all paying taxes. We just paid them last month, because if you know, January 31st, they had to be in, half of them. And, you know, those aren't small checks. And I just think you want to get your money's worth, vote, you know, and then talk to them about it. So anyway, I just, I love this time of year. As I told you, this is my playoff season, so I'd rather do this than, well, no, I'd rather be in the playoffs. Well, I don't know. I have to think about that. That'd be a tie for me. Whether to, now, Con, you definitely would take the playoffs over Paul.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I know. Well, I'm glad you're at least, you know, playing along with us for this political stuff. But yeah, this is the next couple months. It's going to be local politicians and local issues and local candidates, but nothing more important than your vote. So we'll be back with Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, wrapping it up here on Lean Local after our first episode of local people running for office, the primary office. And just want to tell you what we have planned here. And at the same time, I want to give you a couple places to contact us, because if there's a question you want me to ask, if there's an issue that's you don't know the answer to, or if I'm going to give you the candidates who are coming up for the next 3-4 weeks. And if there's a specific question you want me to ask them, you know, I'm happy to do that. But let me just tell you who's coming up next.
Yeah. So we're going to be bringing on the candidates for County Board District 10 and City Council District 9. District 9 will be next week. So we're looking at Ben DeBaker, Tarl Knight, Sly, and Michael Brez in that district. And for the county board, we will see John Vanderleest, John Schultz, and Pete Borchott.
And that's District 10. And then we're going to go, we want to get both county and city on. I know we're going to get, we're reaching out to the people in District 2 for the county board. That's going to be interesting because they've had an incumbent there for some time and he decided not to run. And then all these other people run, but he always ran unopposed, and I will get to term limits. I think term limits are a good thing because I think that cleans the slate and gives new people an opportunity. And but they don't have that in the county. We have that in the city. Anyway, we can talk about that on one of the issues. But again, so contacting us if they have interest in, or if you want a different district on. I mean, we have so much time. We're only on once a week, right on Sundays, and you can download this, which most people do. But before the primary, we really only have four weeks, and it, you know, 7 minutes each. You can only get so many people in. But if you have a district that you're like, I want to hear from the three people or four people running in my district in the primary, give us a call. So you can contact us.
Yeah, you can text us on the Civic Media app. Jim is also just saying our episodes are there, so maybe you're listening to this right now on the Civic Media app and just drop in a text and give us some feedback.
Yeah. It, again, who you want to hear or questions you ask. And yeah, I'm happy to give you my personal email. If you want to just email me, it's GB like Green Bay, right? GBJimSchmidt@gmail.com. Send that stuff in and we'll do our best to answer your questions. And you know, like I said, you know, we're in the political season right now. But if there's other subjects, you know, we've had people on from suicide prevention. We've had Mark Murphy on talking about the Packers. We've had the sheriff on, obviously, talking about a number of things. And if there's other issues, but I want it to be local. You know, I know there's a lot of stuff going on in Minneapolis and still haven't figured out what Russia and Ukraine are doing. But I'm not that schooled on it. I know a little bit about it, but I know a lot more about what's going on here locally. And that's where I want my focus to be. And that's what I committed to do for Civic Media, and that's why they gave me a show. So, but if there's things that are coming up that you're hearing about that you want me to dig into, and what the beauty of our show is that it's not going to be a 2 minute thing or a one column article. I mean, we're going to spend at least a half hour, if not an hour, on the issue, and we'll dig pretty deep and do our research and hopefully answer your questions. And there's a lot of cool stuff going on that just doesn't make it to the media. And I'm complaining a little bit, but they only have so much time. We've talked about, you know, especially the TV news. I mean, it's a 30-minute newscast, but it's really only 20 minutes because of 10 minutes of commercials. And then, you know, Green Bay likes the weather, so that takes up another 5, 6, 7 minutes. And then sports, when we're winning, which we've been doing pretty well, and then you got a couple national news things. It's like, okay, you got 2 minutes for local, where we can give you an hour, you know? And we've had some cool things. And I'll tell you, it was weird. I really track what your comments are. And we had Dean Hain come in and talked about the port of Green Bay and how it's being developed and how a ship, even though we get mad when the bridge goes up, how it takes like 1,100 semis off the road. I mean, there's a lot to that. Economics, safety, and it's just a cool thing. And plus, we talked about job creation, and that was the port. And I don't know, when's the last time you saw, you know, something on TV about the port? And if we can bring that to you, we're going to do that. We're going to spend a lot of time on economic development after the election, because I think there's some real opportunity here in Green Bay. And as you know, our motto for this show is, you know, how can we build a thriving community over the next 5-10 years? And it takes work, a lot of work and consensus. And even like that one candidate said, you know, do we have enough consensus to get things done? And well, that's where leadership comes in. I mean, you have to have a vision, and then you got to get the people behind you. We've had some people that served in office that had really pretty good ideas. I'm going to say that, but they just couldn't get the team behind them. So the ideas, they never came to fruition. And maybe the person who presented it didn't have the right personality to build a team or something. But, you know, that's all part of being in politics is, you know, give and take, consensus building. And it sounds like the people we had on today that's going to be a priority for them.
And one thing also that I see with a lot of the people that we bring on that are, you know, experienced politicians, and they sort of just have confidence just radiating from them, is the vision that they carry. You can definitely see that just as a politician walks in the room. You can see they understand where they're going. And one thing I like to see from these people as well is who's following them, right, and who else is subscribing to that vision.
That's the question, how are you going to get it done? Because one person can't get anything done. I mean, you need at least, you know, 6 people on the council, 7. And it's great when you have the department head support and the mayor support or the county executive support. So we're going to talk about that as we got to get through this primary. But once we do, we're going to talk about what's your goal and how you can do it. And I want to hear that. So anyway,
Before we wrap up this week, just a couple upcoming events. Next Friday on the 6th, you'll see Family Night with Daryl Rogers at Cup of Joy.
Oh,
and great. Another thing on Sunday I thought was interesting, the Green Bay Vintage Market over at the Badger State Brewing Company. Check that one out. Not much to see from UWGB basketball, though, this weekend.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening. We will see you next Sunday on Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.